to the ground. The demons in hell know. The demons, you know, in the grave, they know. The demons, you know, in the shrine, they know. All the powers, they know that you carry something. And this night, I come to announce to somebody, may the Lord empower you to walk in favor. That amen is not enough. Luke 2:52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Esther 5:2, and it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor. She obtained, that means you can obtain favor. That means what you don't have before, by you positioning yourself before God. When God sees your heart and he says, God, here am I, touch my life and baptize me with favor, God can give it to you. He says, and she obtained favor in the sight of the Lord. And what happened? The king said, it shall be given to you even half of the kingdom. Esther, just ask, I will give you. So favor is a propeller that makes things become easy for you. My God, favor is what makes things easy for men. Two Christians, two believers. When you see one struggling and the other one is not struggling, what is the difference? One is operating in what I call uncommon and unstoppable favor. The other one suffer what we call ill favor. What? Daniel 1:8-9. And Daniel purposed in his heart, he will not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. Okay, now look at it. Now, in other words, there is a criteria for favor. Now, verse 9, and the Lord brought Daniel unto favor and tender love. Kutusk, lengrusk, ale. Atonia ois. In other words, favor will make you to live a life that is pure before God. Well, in other words, if you want to enjoy favor, live straight. My God in heaven. Because in Psalm 45:7, because you love righteousness and hate the oil of gladness above his fellow. So you want to enjoy favor? Live right. Acts 7:9. And the Petrarch moved with envy, sold Joseph to Egypt, into Egypt, and God was with him. So in other words, no matter who does not like you, no matter who does not appreciate your effort, nor does not like your face, it does not mean. When favor is at work, God will compel them to do what they thought they cannot do for you. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying to you? All right. Deliver him out of all his affliction and gave him favor and wisdom, excellent wisdom. And he become governor in Egypt. Now look at Proverbs 3:3-4. Let mercy and truth not forsake you. If you want to enjoy favor, let mercy and truth not forsake. So that you will find favor and good on this in the sight of God. Favor. They continue daily in one accord in the temple. And breaking bread from house to house. And did eat their meat in singleness, in gladness, and singleness of heart. Redemption ministry, what the world know you is that you love the Lord. Continue in that singleness of heart. You stand out. Don't you see the way you do things? That's why God put favor upon this church. And praising God, having favor with God. With all the people, and the Lord add to the church daily that should be saved. So it's because God sees you and see our father and the Lord, Reverend Stephen Akala, the founder, and saw who he was, who sold out to the work. And then after he walked into glory, God gave us a choice servant, you know, Pastor Cletus, our Jew, who followed the footstep. And suddenly, God put his hand upon the church, and you begin to grow in leaps and bounds. And God keep adding to the church. Come and say, I hear you, sir. That is what favor does. Many years ago, I was at the back. Baba Joe finished preaching. I was at the back crying and said, God, when will you use me? I had audible declare in my ears. He said, you are at the back. Very soon, you'll be in forefront. And I'll use you mightily in this church. I said, huh? I look here, I look there. People are filling up and they are talking. And I serve God's servant, Stephen Akela, with all my life. And I knew when the favor touched my life. I knew. Beloved, I don't, because of time, I will not tell you much testimony. I just came back from Akwa Ibom. You know, I go around. Sometimes I preach in three churches like that. I just came back from Akwa Ibom. One of the testimonies that make me, I cannot stand to look. I was afraid of myself. I said, God, please help me. This road is slippery. Help me. Because there are some testimony here. You are frightened. Let me share the testimony very brief. My wife was there in the meeting, so she can testify. The Akwa Ibom pastor, our pastor, as we entered the church, he said, Daddy, a testimony. I said, which testimony? He said, we were in the church and they brought a dead child. I said, He said, they brought a dead child. I said, who? In Akwa Ibom. Dead. They have done everything. From 9 to the next morning, the girl is gone. He said, they brought her into the church. He said, I don't know what to do. Daddy, I must be sincere to you. I did not know what to do. I said, then what happened? He said, when I was going in our conference, like the way you pull hold, we call it Kingdom Believers Conference, KBC, like Wind and Fire. As I was leaving, he came and said, Daddy, please, can I have your handkerchief like this one I have? We call it mantle. He said, can I have your handkerchief? I go with it. I said, I just bless it. I said, okay, go with it. And he said, why the dead child was on the altar? I remember that your mantle is in my hand. So he said, I walked to the dead child. And I said, hey, dead child, I don't know what prayer to pray. I don't know what to do. You dead child, come back to life. Baby, give me a song. I announce to somebody, anything dead in your life, let it come back to life. Joe, you know there are some testimony when you hear, you fear. I said, what did you just say? He said, as I hit that child, he said, before the people who came, you know, some people, when they only want to come and, you know, I don't know how to use the word, want to see and how the church could operate and want to disgrace themselves. They come and fool the church. All night and enough come. Now, this one, their child is there. Everybody fool the church. He said, before their very eye, the child jacked back to life. No. Hey. Beloved, I come to announce to somebody here, everything dead in your life, may it come back to life. Gio,
I said, what did you just say? He said, Daddy, the girl came back to life. Before he was talking, the mother of the child carried the child and brought it to me. Said, this is the dead child that came back to life. I said, Doc, I carried the child looking to the face of the child. I said, now you die. So you wake up. Oh God, I announce to somebody, whether you like it or not, favor will make everything dead come back to life. Dio, I carried the child on my waist. The mother was there. I could took her and give it to my wife. I said, you two carry this one. When they hear, I say, somebody come back to life. This one, me too, I don't carry dead child back to life. There is nothing God cannot do. I come to announce to somebody, favor can make everything possible in your life. I announce to you, where your mother stopped, you will not stop there. Where your father stopped, you will not stop there. Can I hear a better amen? The mother was there. The church erupted. The whole place filled up. We don't need sermon. Because God did it. I did not do anything. No, not God do. Stand on your feet. I announce to somebody, I enter your father's house. Everything dead, let it come back to life. I announce, I enter your mother's house. Everything dead, let it come back to life. Can I hear a better amen? Stand on your feet. If you have any place, you have any place called pain, sickness, lay your hand. Very fast. My time is very fast. Anybody, you have any part in your body, you have any problem, lay hand now. Father, ordinary man to raise the dead, I'm not there, you did it. Today, I arrest every sickness. Those who are viewing all over the place, I arrest every disease. I arrest every infirmities. I command you, come out! Be healed in the name of Jesus. That amen is not enough. Pain inside your ear is gone now. Pain in your eye is gone now. Pain inside your waist is gone now. Fibro disappear now. Every pain inside your stomach, die. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be made whole. Can I hear a better amen? Sit down, because of time. Covenant of favor. I don't know who this person is. You still, you feel like you are fainting. You want to die. Spirit of fainting. Today I stand over you. Fainting spirit, get out! You will not die. You will see the end of the year. You will see the end of 2026. So receive your healing in the name of Jesus. An agreement or promise between two or more people to do something specific. In the Bible, covenant. Oxford Dictionary of what favor means, approval, support, or liking of for someone or something. What is favor? An act of kindness beyond what is due or usual. Number three, a willingness to help someone without a condition. What is favor? Favor means God's special approval, grace, kindness, goodwill shown to a people, resulting to blessing, acceptance, protection, provision, often demonstrated as a delight or preferential treatment for those who honor God and those who he delight upon. Luke 1:28, it says, an angel came into her and said, hey, the word hail means rejoice. For thou art highly favored. For the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. What is the meaning of the word highly favored? One, it means you are unstoppable. You are irresistible. on your journey as the greatest gift that the world ever see or celebrate. Number two, you are the preferred and the blessed among your equal. Number three, it means no matter the failure and the defeat, you can still rise and become the shining star in your generation. That amen is not enough. Number four, your blessing is irrevocable from one generation to another as you walk with God. Can I hear a better amen? Number five, you are distinguished. The word favor means you are distinguished to be honored and preferred among all. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Now, just let me run through just a few points of seven ways we enjoy covenant of favor as believers in Christ Jesus. Number one, through tender mercies of the Lord. He says, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth of God that showeth mercy. Romans 15:16. 2 Samuel 7, verse 15, he said, but my mercy shall not depart away from him as I took it from Saul, whom I put before thee. Now, number two, you must have genuine hunger for righteousness if you want favor to speak on your behalf. Now, when you desire favor, what do? You please the Lord. Don't forget this, please. And my friend, if you please the Lord at all time, you are going to experience unstoppable favor that will shock your world. Number three, be persistent and passionate in your heart to pray fervently until God shows up to unleash the Abrahamic covenant of favor that God enacted with Abraham because he simply obeyed the law at Mount Moriah. Abraham carried Isaac, go and sacrifice. Yes, sir. Genesis 22:15-18. Because of time. Number four, the power of prompt obedience to God's instruction that attracts God's favor. That cannot be denied by your generation. Esther, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Joseph. These are people that experience unusual favor. The power of associate. When you associate with people who carry favor, you attract it consciously. You become a carrier of the wealth of favor, the same way they carry. Like our Geo, he carry unusual favor, but very humble and unassuming. If you follow him, the kind of mercy that God is showing unto him, you will experience the same thing. Can I hear a better amen? So what happened? There's a saying that says, follow the one that know the road. A sacrificial giving provoke the covenant of favor in one's life that can terminate the suffering and the struggling of many years that make you to walk in abject poverty and lack. Number seven, honor your parents, both biologically and spiritually. Now, the benefit is that when you honor your parents, God will give you feather to fly. That your peers cannot reach where God will take you to. It will guarantee unusual blessing and terminate suffering and struggling in your life. Please, don't forget this. When you honor your parents, it will guarantee unusual blessing, tangibility of God's blessing that is placed upon you and then terminate struggling and suffering in your life. The blessing of your parents unleashes the key to success and rapid progress. Again, take good care of your parents. It's a sure way to command irreversible pathway to living the life of financial, number one, dominion. Number two, promotion. Number three, covenant of favor. As a daily experience, and glorious settlement in life. You will marry well and you will marry early. When your parents start blessing you, one of the favor that you're going to have is blissful marriage.
Two, you become a carrier of legacy that known fruitfulness and stability in life and marriage that you will enjoy and not endure. When you honor your parents, they bless you and your life becomes a blessing. If you dishonor them, things go wrong. That's why it is necessary that in John chapter 8, verse 2, you shall know the truth, the guarantee that make you to enjoy freedom of God's unstoppable favor, even in this conference. And I announce to somebody that you enjoy favor. That amen is not enough. I didn't hear that. I was in America and I want to go to Boston to go and carry out a prophetic assignment. And I told my brother who was, you know, the family, I said, I want to go to Boston. He said, I'll go with you, but if your God can make me, they will not sack me in my office. I'll go with you. I said, they will not sack you. He said, no problem. I'm not going to ask for permission, but we'll go together. So we flew from California to Boston. And to cut the long story short, we went there to do the assignment God asked me to do in UN. We finished and we came back. The man was not sacked. Now, before that, when we entered the plane, something happened that made him know that when favor is upon your life, something you don't even desire or demand will be given unto you. Now, hear this. As I sat on the plane where all of myself and him were in economy class, the air hostess walked to me and said that, please, sir, we were instructed to move you from this economy class to business class. I said, excuse me, sir, what did you just say? She said, you heard me well. I repeat myself, we are asked to move you from the economy class to business class. The brother was looking at me. He said, is that how things work? I said, I don't know anybody here. He said, that means that it shows that you are a man of God and you carry favor. How can they move you from here to the business class? And I obeyed them, move my things to the business class. At every minute they are coming to ask, what do you want to eat? What do you want to take? I didn't pay for it. Favor is when it comes upon you, God give you what no man can give it to you. Do I make myself clear right now? I didn't hear that. Amen. Now, the covenant of favor is that you don't work for it. It is registered in your life. It's on your phone. Wherever you go, people are being compelled to help you. They just do it on their own. Now, here is the last one. Here in this campground, you know, I've been here for many, 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 many times. In my class, the healing class, a woman brought her husband who was paralyzed. And first night, they came to the class, nothing happened. Second night, nothing happened. When she saw the miracles were going on, she tell her husband, hey, Oga, you see the way I carry you to the toilet, bring you back, I cannot do that anymore. If you are not healed here, I will take you back to the house. The man said, what do you say? She said, you had me. So, when we came to the class, my simple way of telling them, today God is going to heal people here. She said, Oga, you had me. You must be healed today. The man laughed. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and said, God will touch your life tonight. And things will change. I can see everything turning around. Everything
turning around.
Everything
turning around for my.
Look at me because of time. Look at me. So I came in. My time has come. As I came in, I said, tonight God's going to heal so many people here. She said, Oga. She told her husband, Oga, today you must be healed. By five, by force, you must be healed. So as I was preaching, I felt the anointing go to his direction. I see the healing power of God moving. So I said, hey, Oga, get up. The man said, I cannot get up. He said, hey! Doc, it happened in this campground.
He said, hey, I can't carry you to the bedroom. Get up. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Imela, Imela, Imela.
I
say,
Imela, Chineke, Imela.
Atamu no boma barie.
Atamu no boma barie. Atamu no boma barie.
God will do miracle this night too. Hear this. She said, my husband, get up. So I told him, I said, Mano, Oga, get up. God want to heal you. He said, what do you say? He said, Oga, get up. And you know God is being so kind. The power of God reached him. And the man get up and start running. Come on, shout a bigger hallelujah. Me, I no go so far. I no go beg for bread. Me, I no go so far. I no go beg for bread. Don't know miracle, not my papa. Miracle,
not my papa.
I say miracle,
na my baba.
Ina na mundelele,
na my baba.
Come on, shall fire! Hear this. I didn't know. They looked for my our church till they saw my signpost, and she came to our church on Tuesday morning. Eh? Oh God, they look for you. I said, any problem? Very funny woman. She said, I saw your signpost. So I went and told my husband. So we went and saw a dress. We don't know whether it's your size or not. To come and take it. For what God did for my husband in the campground. My husband cannot walk. But on that third day, we saw the move of God. The power of God came and commanded my husband to get up. Now my husband can drive. My husband can walk. My husband is no longer.
When I was worried and couldn't see, he was walking behind the scene.
She said, please, I brought this dress to thank you. Don't stop doing what you're doing. I was in your class. You make the word of God very simple. That's why I told my husband, get up. I went on my knees. I wept before her. I said, I'm also asking God to help me, not to fail him. How many of you? There's a favor I carry that make things happen with ease. If you observe me, I'm not struggling. But things are happening here. Chains are broken here. There are 100 people here. By this time next year, your story will change. Those who are watching me, I don't know wherever you are, God will change your story. If you know you are that person, you want God to encounter your life and change your story, come to this altar. Now, I'll count to only three. You want God to change your story. And they will see. Very, very fast. Look at me. Look at me, everybody. There are 12 of you. 12. This night, by the time the anointing will hit your life, you will become a woman or a man that carry favor. Wherever you go, doors will open unto you. I didn't hear that amen. Oh. I don't talk much, but I tell you, I swim in favor. I see miracles that sometimes make me to cry. Lift up your two hands. What do you want? Everybody close your eyes. What do you want? Akutus epetes. One more time. What do you want? Be serious. Be serious. Be serious. I beg you. Be serious. Be serious. I beg you. Be serious. Anamas ekates. 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 Be serious. Be serious. Be serious. What do you want? Ane kutune perede perede kutunu sikades. Ana baba baba. Usina. Nanai. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. The amen is not enough. The amen is not enough. All eyes closed. Don't kneel down. I will kneel down for you. Because many of you here, your life is not straight. I'll ask God to show you mercy so that you can enter into favor. He said, if you want to enjoy favor, you must live clean. No crookedness, no lying. Live right. No fornication, no unclean, no secret sin. Live holy. The pressure will come. Get out of my face. Father, say after me, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. From today, cleanse me by the blood. Let the blood of Jesus wash me thoroughly. From today, write my name. Give me power to serve you. In the name of Jesus, I declare before the heaven and the earth, I am a child of God. I will serve this God even unto the end of my life. In the name of Jesus, can I hear a better amen? Amen. Father, as many that come unto you say, you know why, cast them out. Let the power of God flow through them and clean them up and help them to love you, to know you, to serve you all the days of their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I didn't hear that. Amen. Look at me. Before Papa Mai went to be with the Lord, he came to a particular hotel. I was with him. And that night he said, I was about to leave. He said, I said, Daddy, please permit me to go. Pray for me. He said, no, I won't pray for you. If I pray for you, I won't come back tomorrow. So I came back to the house. My wife is here. I told her, I said, Mom, let's go to the hotel. I want us to pray. So we went in that night, checked into the hotel, and spent quality time to pray. Because I want to go and see him. As we finished early morning, I went to the bank, picked some meat to bless him. As I stepped into the house, into the hotel, son, come in. I said, Daddy, good morning. Greeted him properly. I said, Daddy, I brought something for you. Yeah. This is the right thing you did. Now listen to this. He said, come in into the room. No longer parlor. He said, come in into the room. I walk into the room alone with him. Listen to this. I've never shared this with anybody. This is my first time at in this holy place. And Papa walked by, lay his two hands upon my life, and say some things that I can't mention them here. I'm afraid. All I know was I was on the ground. He was praying. He didn't stop. I get up. I could not go. I could not stand up. I stood up. I was staggering. International doors. Open. I saw that things that I struggled to do, I could not do. I saw that books that I used to print. Now my book is hot cake. One book, 1 million. Things just turn around. I said, oh, is it what this favor is all about? I don't know, Gio, why you asked me to pray, handle this topic. Since he gave me the topic, I've not rested on my face. I don't know how long I slept. There are 12 of you. 12. Everything I carry from Mark by before he went to be with the Lord, today I want to deposit upon your life. Yeah. I did not hear that amen well. Lift up your two hands. Some of you cannot stand. Just listen to the prayer point. Father, I just shared with them something that you gave to me secret. Because I love them, I just shared with them. Lord, in my right hand side, my left hand side, I go to their father's house. Is there any altar? Is there any shrine? Is there any python? Is there any river? Is there any curse? Is there any yoke hindering these people not to enter into their favor? Break! 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 Watch, usher, watch, the power of God. Now, Father, when he released unto me the things he released, I did not know that I'm going to contact that grace. Yes, sir. I stand in your front. I stand in your house. I stand in your father's house. I stand in your mother's house. Every power, every spell, every yoke, every manipulation, every force that says, no matter how you walk hard, no matter how you struggle, you remain in one spot. Today, let that power break. Let that power break. Let that power break.
Shekinah glory, I say you reign forever. I say Shekinah glory, oh you reign forever.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh you reign.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hands have been laid upon people here. Spiritual, yes. The Lord is laying hand upon you. You become the next to be able to, yes, carry favor in your father's house. Carry favor in your husband's house. Carry favor, yes, sir, in your place of work. Carry favor wherever you are. Take it! Take it!
Shaking the glory. I say you reign forever.
Thank you. One more. Aya, sit here. You will be the one to build the all places, the all foundation. That thing that look impossible, you will break that yoke. You will say that, set the captive free. I anoint you. Signs and wonder will follow you. Take that. Wait, oh. Wait, yeah, yes, sir. Look, listen. Hold. Yes, sir. Quiet. Thank you. There are two of you here. You are a prophet. The hand of the Lord is upon you here. He said, the hour has come to showcase what I put in you. Yes, sir. My favor will carry you to where you are not expected. Doors are open. Government house. Doors are open. Institution. Wherever you are. Target. Target. Help, 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 help. In Jesus' name we pray. Lift up your two hands. You're going to shout Jesus 3 times. As you shout it, the favor will fall.
in a way it has not been before. And you will go home being, ayay! Three of you here are here. Receive that prophetic mantle of favor. Receive that prophetic mantle of favor. I will explode your ministry. I will cause signs and wonders to follow you. Things will turn around. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. You are going to call the name of Jesus. One, two, go. Come on, shout Jesus.
Jesus.
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 Come on, shout Jesus. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Fire to carry the generational anointing. Take it.
David, sing that song, that Yoruba song. In Jesus' name. Look at me. Look at me. Stop, stop, stop. Stop, stop, stop. Hold, hold, hold. Hold, hold, hold. Oh, oh, just look at me. When that happened, I used to struggle to give good tithe. I used to struggle to come out for vow. One day, a woman, God bless her, from Abuja, flew to Port Harcourt and said, man of God, I want to bless you. I thought maybe just 500,000 or something like that. So, no. I have a check for you. I'm not your church member. I was asked not to give this tithe to my priest. I should come and give it to you. So I flew down. Beloved, when I opened it, I have to adjust my eyes. For the first time, I saw millions. Because Omo Okpai prayed for me. I end up here. When I was coming, I said, Lord, how will the people enter favor? You say you carry it. Let them give 26,000 naira as a key to enter into the year they're entering. Hear this. I'm not a prophet, but once in a while I prophesy. 2026 will be the year that is a sweatless victory. Many of you, things you have never done before, you will do it. I did not hear that. Amen. So, David, come and give my bag. All of you that wants to give your 26,000 naira, step out here quickly. Come and join me very fast. Three group of people, 26, very fast. 26 here, very fast. Then the next group is 10,000 naira group. All of you. If you know you are 26, don't join this group. Then the next group, the last one is 5,000 naira group. Three of you. Everywhere you are, 26. I don't know why. To prove to what I'm saying, I was coming, just about to come. A son came to me and said, Dad, I want to see you. I said, anything? I said, I came to bless you. That isn't just a little blessing. I also asked my son to adjust. I said, what is it? Open it. Jesus. Because somebody blessed my life. Please, 26, no waste time. What is it? Thank you. Very fast. I'm already done. 26, 10, and 5. Please, everybody, if you love yourself, I'm not a talking person. Ask people who, some of you are going to have a lot at the end of today. Yeah. See the way you're saying the amen? Yeah. Some of you are going to have a lot at the end of this week. Yeah. Some of you, God will give you car he didn't buy. Houses he didn't buy. Doors are open unto you. That amen is not enough. What are the ushers? Please come and help me count. I want to know them because I had a number. Please, quickly, quickly, quickly. That's my group, 26. Where is the usher? Help me count for me. 26, raise up your hand because of time, please. I'm not here to pray. 26,000 naira. That's all you are giving. Fast, 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 sir. Fast, please. 26. If you're over there and God lay your heart, come and join us. God wants to bless you. My time is up. Ah, put life into that song. Are you counting very well? 26. Lift up your 26. Thank you. How many? Wait. Sorry. How many? 50. You sure? 50. I dropped my own. Where are 10? 10. 10,000. Where are 10,000 group? Oh, yeah. Lift up your hand for 10, please. Okay. Count now. Let's know where we are, please. 10,000 naira group. Lift up your two and don't be ashamed. I used to give like that. Now I can give up to millions. Be fast. You want favor? 10,000. Be fast.
We say, fast.
28. How about 5? Raise up your hand. Let them 5. Fast. Please look at the account number. Now, Oya, put the money to the account now. That's what I do. Anytime I make vow in this altar, I redeem it. Whether 100,000, any amount, put the money. Be fast, quick. Because I want to pray for you right now. Yes, sir. Fast. You will know whether God sent me here or not. Tomorrow, your mama. Sila Melai. Is Jesus? Tomorrow, your mama. Sila Melai. Tomorrow, your mama. Sila. Now look at me. Before I hand over the mic, look at me. To tell you what I'm saying. The moment I start